Nearly 5 million people die of cancer every year in the developing world, more than HIV, tuberculosis, and malaria combined. Yet, the global expenditure for cancer remains terribly, terribly low and almost fully dedicated to anti-tobacco interventions. Through events, PACT and its partners advocate that fighting cancer is a critical development issue with serious consequences for livelihoods, societies, and economies, particularly within low and middle-income countries. However, there is a ray of hope. With concerted global action and partnerships, these solutions are indeed not beyond us.
PACT is part of IAEA. So what does PACT do?
Through PACT, the agency brings together complementary areas of expertise from international partners to comprehensively address cancer in low and middle income countries. PACT reaches out and partners with other players to help developing countries to establish cancer centers by providing equipment, training, and support for planning national cancer control programs. Our primary role is to support member states to integrate radiation medicine within a comprehensive, sustainable national cancer control program. We advocate also for comprehensive cancer control on the global health agenda, and we raise awareness of the role of radiation medicine in cancer control.
What does it mean for the people who are suffering from cancer in low and middle income countries? How does such partnerships help them?
Well, first and foremost, by raising awareness that these people are suffering from cancer in low and middle income countries. I mean, a lot of people don't know this. Cancer has traditionally been regarded as a disease in the developed countries. However, changing lifestyles and diets and raised life expectancy in developing countries, the burden of disease has actually changed. And now we have a lot more non-communicable diseases and cancer in developing countries. I believe that it is possible to address the burden of cancer, particularly in low and middle income countries. We need innovative partnerships, we need innovative technologies, and we need innovating financing. And together, I'm confident that we can do it.